Duke and Dow with you this morning. Appreciate Case and Ryder Kerr stepping in studio just a moment ago and moving right into a couple of more high school athletes with one of their coaches. We're speaking this morning with Star Valley Lady Braves assistant wrestling coach Carbon Kennington in studio. He's joined by a couple of his wrestlers, Kara Andrews and Brooke Schwab, this morning. Hey, everybody. How's it going today?
It's going good.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Let's start off by, kind of talking about this last season, the Lady Braves wrestling team winning another state championship. There's only been two, and you're two for two, so that's pretty neat. Kara, let's start with you. You're a two-time All-Stater. You were runner-up 2 years ago, or is it two or last year? I guess it's still this year, technically calendar year, that you won. But two-time All-Stater, returning state champ. Brooke, you qualified, and then was a placer this last year. Let's talk about kind of building this program and this sport up from the ground up as it's sanctioned by the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, I feel like we had really good coaches out of the start of last year. They did a really good job at building up the program. And, of course, we ended the season with Kevin Waldron and Carmen Kennington, Hayden Heath, Hayden Walker, and Grace Walker. They did a great job at finishing off the season. They really, built up our team, finished it off really strong for us, helped us a lot.
I think it's really cool how we just started brand new 2 years ago and we were able to take a state championship, come back again this year, and take another one. It's really cool that we're able to be like the first ever team of the girls wrestling team to go out and win a state champ and then come back and win it again. Hopefully we can get a third one right back.
That's very cool. So speak to the growth of this sport, not only here in Star Valley and Leakey County, but statewide, and just to compare it from year one to year two, because there was a big jump even then, right?
Oh man, it's been huge. I mean, our team, I think it's been pretty much the same, but the first year I think we had 20 maybe? Yeah. I mean, and that was huge for the first year, and then the second year I think we started with 30. So that's a lot of growth, but heck, even the other teams that we've been going against, like Natrona, I think the first year they had, five girls? And now they had 15 or 20. So, yeah, it's growing in huge numbers, and it's really exciting.
That's very cool. Coach Kennington, let's bring you into this and maybe speak to that as well. Of course, you came into as a coach mid-year, but you were part of the program beforehand, and you kind of saw this growth develop as a fan of wrestling. I mean, what is your take on that?
I was coaching in Idaho before, and I've been coaching pretty much my whole life, but it's pretty cool that the last year these girls, they won the Philly invite in Utah, and Utah sanctioned girls wrestling a couple years before even Wyoming did. That was a huge tournament. They went out and won it kind of at the beginning of the year. They went on to win the Tiger Grizz, and that's the biggest Idaho tournament, and that's a big deal. These Idaho girls are really tough, and I got to see that firsthand. So these girls really had a stellar season throughout the whole year, and I don't think people realize, the magnitude of winning those big tournaments. But those were awesome wins for the team. Those coaches did a great job getting them to that point, and we're happy just to keep them going and get that state championship.
Over the course of, obviously it used to be everybody competing all on one mat, and sometimes you'd have a girl into the tournament and things like that. How neat is it that you got a space of your own now? Because it always seems like I've been surprised and happily surprised how many girls have decided to come and wrestle because of that particular thing.
I can actually definitely speak for that. I mean, if it weren't for girls wrestling, I don't think I would have wrestled. I wouldn't. I'm too scared to wrestle a boy, honestly. I think I'd get my butt kicked. But if it weren't for girls wrestling, I definitely wouldn't have gone out for it. So I'm super grateful for being able to compete against other girls and have our own team and sanction in the state of Wyoming. It's really cool.
Awesome. Well, of course, all this stuff that you guys are doing needs money, just like everything else, right? Yeah. So let's talk mud volleyball. Now we're going to go from wrestling to mud volleyball on the Independence Day, 4th of July, in the town of Apt. You guys hosting a tournament. Kara, tell us what you're doing with this.
So we're doing a mud volleyball tournament. We're charging $90 per team entry, and there will be a $180 cash prize to the winning team, and we're just trying to get kind of some fundraising money for our team so we can just use it next season.
So you can keep winning, right?
Yeah, so we can keep winning.
So how can people sign up, and how many people makes up a team? Let's start with that.
So we've got this is regular play. So there will be a six-man rotation. And the cool thing about mud volleyball is that we're open to all ages and all genders, male, female, doesn't matter. I think last year it was an all-girls team that won it. Some of those graduated seniors put together a team and they just came in and cleaned house. Yes. Yeah. Yes, cheaters. No, they did great. But all ages, everyone's invited. It probably preferably have six people on your team, but probably at least four, you know. And we'll have a 16-team limit, okay? So just so the tournament runs fluidly. But if you want to enter, contact me. You can either text, call, or email. My number is 307-248-0725. And then my email is carbon.kennington@lcsd2.org. And we're taking entries all the way up till the 4th of July. So, but we'd love for you guys to get them in as soon as you can so I know what we can be planning on.
248-0725, is that correct? And so you can text or call Carbon and he can get you set up. And again, remind us the prices and what it will cost to have a team.
So initially I put $90 on there, but we'll do a special for you for these next few days. We're going to drop it down to $60 to get your team in. And if you include a Lady Brave wrestler on your team, we're going to drop it down to $40.
Hey, nice.
So we want you to get to know these girls and we want you to just associate with them. They're awesome people. They've got great personalities. They're gritty and tough, but they're also sweet and kind.
Ladies, let's talk about growing this. You talk about growing the sport and obviously wanting some team success. But as far as what Coach Carbon was just talking about, what type of feeling do you guys have when you go out and maybe you're seeing girls that are, you know, maybe fourth, fifth, sixth graders, middle schoolers, and they're thinking about it now and they're looking at you and they're like, oh, maybe that's something I want to do. Talk about those kind of conversations that maybe you've had the last couple of years.
Well, I think it's really awesome to see like these younger girls start to grow interest in it because it definitely is way easier starting younger. That's like the boys, they start when they're like maybe 2, 3. So it's a lot easier to start when you're younger. And it's really awesome to see these younger girls like watching us and like getting interest because you just know how much better they'll be starting that much younger. And you just know that they're just them sparking an interest can definitely just help the growth so much, and it's just gonna spark a big growth in it.
Very cool. Again, in studio this morning, Star Valley High School Lady Braves wrestlers Kara Andrews and Brooke Schwab, and assistant coach Carbon Kennington in studio. And the Star Valley Lady Braves wrestling program hosting a mud volleyball tournament on Independence Day, 4th of July, next week in Afton. If you'd like to be involved and have a good time and also support the Lady Braves program, you can contact Coach Kennington at 248-0725, 248-0725. Coach, anything we missed that you'd like to mention about the tournament?
No, it starts at 10 a.m. And it, you know, you've got the fireworks in the evening, you've got your family cookouts and whatever in the evening, but there's not much going on in the morning, and that's why we want to put something there. And you know, what's more American than mud volleyball?
You know, maybe mud volleyball against the British. maybe that, but you're right. It's right up there.
That's very cool. All right, you guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.